This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Erin Dismeyer. MU announced a $2.5 million education expansion today that would add 16 degrees and certificate programs to Mizzou Online, making this the largest investment in Mizzou Online's history. MU Provost Brian Foster says the investment means, for the first time, students with no previous college credit will be allowed to earn certain bachelor's degrees completely online.
Prior to this effort, we had a completion program that required students to bring 60 hours of credit or an associate degree with them to campus, but these new courses will allow students to come to campus, do online degrees, online bachelor's degrees, with bringing no credits with them to transfer.
Current Mizzou online programs will continue to be offered both as 100% online or a hybrid of on-campus and online learning. Several of the new programs will be offered starting in the fall, with the remainder opening for enrollment in spring 2014. The St. Louis Cardinals broke ground today on the long-anticipated Ballpark Village project. A groundbreaking ceremony took place this morning on the Old Busch Stadium, kicking off the $100 million first phase of the project. Ballpark Village was part of a development agreement between the Cardinals and the city when the new stadium was built in 2006, but has been delayed until now by the weak economy and redesigns. State Representative Bart Corman has sponsored a bill to reclassify electricity generated at any sized hydroelectric plant as renewable. Under current standards, only hydroelectric power produced at small plants qualifies as renewable. The change could affect the state's power companies, which must ramp up their renewable energy sourcing from 2% to 15% in the next 8 years. Corman, a Republican from High Hill, says that's an unrealistic goal.
We don't have very much renewable energy out there. To get to a 15% by 2021, we're going to have to do a few things or purchase, you know, renewable energy credits.
But changing the definition of renewable doesn't achieve the goal of the standards, according to P.J. Wilson, head of the nonprofit Renew Missouri. The organization is currently fighting the bill. Corman says it may come before the full House for a vote next week. A bill introduced in the Missouri Senate would explicitly give women the right to breastfeed in public. The current state law says women can only breastfeed in public with as much discretion as possible. The proposed bill would remove that phrase from the law, emphasizing that breastfeeding is not sexual conduct or indecent exposure. Senator Rob Schaff of St. Joseph is sponsoring the bill. Schaff says he supports the bill because women have been harassed while trying to breastfeed in public. The bill also exempts nursing mothers from jury duty. One of Governor Jay Nixon's talking points is that he's protected Missouri's perfect AAA credit rating during difficult economic times. Now that credit rating might be in danger for the first time in decades. KBIA's Scott Pham has more.
In a statement issued Tuesday, the credit rating agency Moody's changed its outlook on the state of Missouri's credit from stable to negative. It's not the same thing as a real downgrade, but it's not good. Joseph Haslig is a professor of economics at MU.
They've said that the AAA rating still holds, but if they look forward, they are seeing things that raise concerns to them.
Governor Jay Nixon has been pushing hard for Medicaid expansion, and that would bring in nearly $1 billion of federal cash into Missouri next year. But for Moody's, it's tainted money. Credit rating agencies have been worried about the federal government ever since its contentious debt ceiling negotiations nearly caused the U.S. to default on its debt. As it is, the majority of Missouri's budget is reliant on federal monies, and Medicaid expansion would only increase that reliance. Scott Pham, KBIA News.
Secretary of State Jason Kander is pursuing a means for allowing Missourians to cast ballots before Election Day. Kander announced the members of an early voting commission created to discuss the most realistic and beneficial ways to implement an early voting system. St. Charles Elections Director Rich Krismer is part of this commission. He says there are potential hurdles with the creation of this system.
The two biggest hurdles are, can we keep the bill a purely early voting bill? And if we are going to suggest voting stations, how is that going to be paid for? Because the state is strapped for money, the counties are strapped for money, so those are the two largest hurdles.
The first scheduled meeting for the commission is on February 13th in Jefferson City. For KBIA News, I'm Erin Dismeyer.